parsha begins, Vayikra El Moshe. Hashem called out to Moshe, Vaydaber Hashem Elav, and then he speaks to him, Me'oha Moed Lemor. So why does the Torah state that God called out to Moshe, and then he spoke to him? It seems somewhat redundant. So Rashi, quoting the Torah's Kohanim, remarks, L'chol Dibros, L'chol Amiros, L'chol Tzivuyim, for every Diber, Amar, and Sivoy, there is a Kriya that precedes it. And Kriya is a language of endearment. So what's the difference between Dibor and Vayikra? So Dibor is used when the content of what you want to relate is primary, and the person receiving the message is secondary. Vayikra, on the other hand, is when you are calling out to someone specific. The relationship is primary, and what you are communicating is secondary. So I want to speak about Vayikra, that is God calling out to us, and our response. In other words, a relationship with God. And I'll talk about three different mechanisms through which we relate to him. We only have a few minutes, so it can't. Neither of these mechanisms can. We can't really be fully developed. But these are just some remarks and points to consider. So, the first context that I want to talk about is Matan Torah. The Torah's Kohanim that Rashi quotes mentions, among other points, that at Har Sinai in Parshas Yisro there is a Vayikra, which precedes Vaydaber. In the giving of the Torah, Hashem primarily is calling out to us. There's a Vayikra. And the Torah is the means by which He brings us close. So how does the Torah bring us close? So of course, as we know, there is Na'aseh V'Nishma. We relate to Torah in two ways, fulfilling its commands and then also studying it. So in relationships, the quality of a relationship correlates in part with how well you know someone. The better you know someone, the deeper the relationship you can have. I remember hearing from Remendel Bachman many years ago that when someone had asked him why yeshiva spent so much time learning Gemara and halacha takes a back seat, is because halacha is the, so to speak, the behavior patterns of God, whereas Gemara is the mindset behind it. And knowing someone's behavior patterns, while valuable, is sort of knowing them on a superficial level. But understanding what motivates them, what makes them tick, their perceptions of the world, their worldview, is what it means to know someone. So learning Torah, studying Torah, which is God's wisdom, God's mindset, is a way of relating to God. So that's the study of Torah. It's one way we relate to Torah. The second is the fulfilling its commands. So another aspect of relationship is where you can really find your deepest identity in the other person, and that person can only really bring him or herself out to the world through you. Torah, by fulfilling its commands, we're doing God's will. We're finding, again, our deepest sense of who we are through him. And in turn, God is being manifest. He's being brought out into the world only through us. That's certainly another form of relationship, where there's sort of like this two sides of a coin, and there's some type of interdependence. It's typically used as an unhealthy word, but there is a dependence in terms of identity on the other person. There's another Vayikra, which is our Vayikra. Our Vayikra, the whole Sefer, the primary content is about Korbanos. And what's interesting about Korbanos when you speak about relationships is that a relationship really requires one to be present. In order to really listen to someone, to talk to someone, to sit with them, to spend time with them, requires full concentration. And Korbanos, unlike other mitzvos, unlike many other mitzvos, a stray thought, the thought alone, can disqualify a korban. being makriv something to Hashem requires our full presence. So again, a relationship that we have with God, either through the study of Torah, knowing Him, doing His commandments, which is living through Him, or committing ourselves to His will. And the third part of the relationship, which is really being present someone, or sort of three mechanisms by which you can relate to somebody, and that's the term of Vayikra. Certainly a lot more to speak about, but that's just some food for thought. Shabbat Shalom.